obligation of contracts or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Do you want to improve your skin's appearance but don't have the foggiest clue what you need or even what's available? Are you confused about the technical lingo surrounding beauty treatments? You've got fractionals, laser peels, IPLs, CO2s, photofacials. Confused yet? You're not alone. Most people are. That's why we at Radiant Clinic have put together a list of questions you need to ask before you buy any non-surgical cosmetic treatments. Call us at 970-278-0900 and ask for your free questionnaire or visit our website at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
American Freedom Network, and we are living in one of the most exciting, dangerous, frightening weeks of my life. And of course, you saw, you know, over the weekend why Lehman Brothers went into bankruptcy. Certainly, AIG, one of the largest insurance companies in the world, was in effect purchased by the United States government for $85 billion. Now, why would the Treasury put up that amount of money? First of all, the Treasury doesn't have $85 billion. I mean, we've run the war over in Iraq, you know, for a year for a little over $100-150 billion. Why would they put up $85 billion for AIG, the American Investment Group? Well, very, very simply, because AIG has written trillions of dollars of derivatives. Derivatives are insurance policies on bonds or other items. Usually they're guarantees that the bonds will be good, and if the bond issuers don't pay, then, of course, AIG has to step in. And these are firm insurance contracts which are ensuring the stability of the financial world. And if AIG were to go down, the entire financial world would go down, and banks throughout the entire world and investment companies throughout the entire world and hedge funds throughout the entire world would collapse overnight. And that's why, of course, the Treasury, U.S. Treasury, had to put out $85 billion, which it doesn't have, to buy up AIG. Now, you have to understand, the U.S. Treasury is currently borrowing over $2.5 billion every day just to pay its bills. We can't pay our bills. We're a bankrupt nation. We owe everybody in the world. And, of course, what happens when these other countries start to dump their dollars? Is the value of the dollar is going to fall. You saw what happened to the price of gold yesterday. At one point, it was up $88 an ounce. I think it closed at up $83 an ounce. It's up again today. Silver is up again today. Strongly, it was 43 cents an ounce. When I looked, it was well over $12.50 an ounce. It was down to $10.40 or $10.50 an ounce here 2 days ago. And, of course, what you're seeing is a reflection of the whole world is turning away from dollars because they realize that the United States government is going to go bankrupt. And countries do go bankrupt, and what we are witnessing is exactly that. Well, I think that we'll get to our special guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney.
Yes, and good morning, Dr. Stan.
Good morning, David. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, it's my privilege.
These tumultuous times, but I think it's important we understand the foundation of our country because we've abandoned the foundation of our country. We've abandoned the Constitution, which said that money was to be mediated in gold and silver, and of course, what we've done is embraced the plan of the prince of this world, and the prince of this world is Lucifer himself, and of course, his agents are working in the financial institutions throughout the world. If you don't believe it, you got to read what they say. We have a little pamphlet they published, not me, but they published, called The Working of the Spiritual Hierarchy. And, of course, that is the spiritual hierarchy that rules the world. So let's get into, really, Chris, how our government should work and what you can do about it. And David, you pick up the story from there.
Yes, as you're speaking, you're talking about the issues where our government has actually violated the supreme law of the land, the United States Constitution, because gold and silver were to be the only money permissible. Very clearly in Article 1, Section 10, it states that. And the federal government had no permission to ever de-link that paper currency from gold and silver. The paper currency was supposed to represent the actual gold in the bank, the U.S. Treasury and so on, and delinking that, of course, is part of the destruction. But it happened, in a sense, because the American people got too comfortable thinking the government, we don't need to watch the government, we don't need to protect ourselves against those in government service who may violate the supreme law of the land. In fact, we don't even need to bother learning the supreme law of the land because it just kind of operates on autopilot. Nothing could be further from the truth. The Constitution is not a self-enforcing document. It takes we, the people, who understand it, to enforce it. And one of the most important ways that you as a citizen can enforce the Constitution is when you serve on a jury. And most people, when they receive a summons for jury duty, dread it. Oh, no, I don't want to do this. And when instead they should embrace it and say, this is the most powerful role I have as a private citizen. The only more powerful thing is if I could be an elected official, but as a private citizen, this is the most powerful role I have to enforce the Constitution. That is, the jury is to judge the law, to determine if the law itself is legitimate before that law is applied to a fellow citizen with the facts of the particular case. And so we've been talking over the past several months about the really important role of juries, and we've talked a good bit about the history because I think it's important to recognize that this isn't something that is David Whitney's theory. This is something all the way back in ancient English history, even before the Magna Carta. It was codified in the Magna Carta and all the way down through English history and then all the way through American history. It's important to understand that juries were to function as a check against tyrannical government. And so when you're called for jury duty, you need to recognize it's the highest privilege of all for any private citizen. Your personal service as an honest juror is essential to the survival of our free constitutional republic. And as an honest juror, you need to be true to, first of all, the laws of nature and nature's God. That is the supreme law of the universe, which is given to us in the Bible, God's Word. You need to be a student of God's Word. You need to know what's just and right according to God's Word. So when God's Word says in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal, you need to know that applies to every citizen, and it applies to the government. When the government unjustly takes property, such as the Supreme Court said that governments can do in Kelo v. New London and so on, you need to know what God's law says. Secondly, you need to know the Constitution of the United States, which is why we at Institute on the Constitution have put together a host kit. And we'll talk later about how to get a hold of that, but we urge you to study the Constitution, learn it thoroughly, and then you need to know your state constitution. And that may be a little more daunting task, and we're working on a project where ultimately we envision we'll have 50 courses, a course for each of the state constitutions. We have one completed in the state of Maryland, a number of people working on additional ones. But you need to know the Constitution in order to be able to judge the law, whether it is a legitimate law or not, by the U.S. Constitution and the state constitution. Any federal law or any state law which is in violation of the supreme law, God's law, or in violation of the U.S. Constitution or the state constitution, the supreme law of the country, the supreme law of land, such law is invalid, it's null and void. Judge it so.
Hold on, David. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
You may not plant 250,000 acres every season or 10-50,000 head of cattle, but it's good to know that your equipment could. Tartar Farm and Ranch equipment is used and trusted by pros because it's built by pros, using more than 60 years of know-how and the industry's most durable finishes. From farming and cattle handling to goat and equine management, don't trust anything less. To find a farm and ranch store near you, visit tartargate.com. Tartar, working harder since 1945.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
If you enjoy alternative stations on the radio, shouldn't your TV service provide the same choices? You can get more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call Rocky Mountain Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Pastor David Whitney, we're talking about the Constitution. We're talking about how we were once a nation of laws, now we've become a nation of men with men judging, and judges actually telling jurors they can't even look into the law. They can't judge the law. They just do exactly what they're told. Unfortunately, what this does is create a judicial system that leads to injustice. Which is why in the United States today, one in every 32 adults is either in prison, probation, or parole. One in every 100 Americans, adults is in prison, and one in 32 is in prison, probation, or parole. If you're black, why it's and between 21 and 31, it's one in three, prison, probation, or parole. This is not happening in a just society. I mean, time and again we find out how government officials from the FBI will get up and lie before juries to get people convicted. And after all, if they're the FBI, why they represent the government, we've got to believe them. What you need are people on the juries who will challenge things and make sure that innocent people don't go to prison. And not necessarily believe somebody because, well, they have the credentials there from the Federal Bureau of Investigation. If you doubt that, you need to see last Sunday's CBS on 60 Minutes going into the fact that the FBI repeatedly sent people out to lie, to put people into prison, and there were at least 100 and maybe many hundred people convicted under faulty FBI testimony. And you have to understand, this is not unusual. We have a four-tape set on the FBI dealing with other issues where the FBI agents have lied in local courts. We need people there who have the courage to stand up and say, we're not going to believe what we're told. We're going to look into this. We're going to try to find if that person's guilty or innocent, because they may spend the rest of their life in prison for a crime they didn't permit, or even be executed for a crime they didn't permit. And ladies and gentlemen, I've always supported capital punishment until I began to realize how corrupt the court system was and how many innocent people have been executed in America because, of course, the judicial system and our court system has not worked, because our juries, the American citizens, who had the responsibility to determine whether these people were being justly convicted. The American citizens went blandly along with what they were told by the judges and the faulty testimony, usually of either witnesses or police officials who were going along with an agenda to get somebody convicted so they could take the case off their books. When you're living in an amoral society where there is no right and there is no wrong, little wonder where we are today. Pick up the story, David.
Well, what I'm sharing with you is something you will never hear in a court of law. You will never be told that your duty as a juror is to judge the law. In fact, you'll be told the exact opposite, which is why this information is so important. And that you as a juror, and many people use the phrase jury nullification, which is okay. I don't prefer it because I prefer the phrase jury independence. Actually, the jury doesn't nullify the law. the law, if it's in violation of God's law, the laws of nature and nature's God, if it's in violation of the U.S. Constitution, if it's in violation of the state constitutions, the law itself is null and void. It's no law at all. So the Patriot Act, it violates the Fourth Amendment. It is no law at all. The McCain-Feingold Campaign Finance Reform Act, it is no law at all because it violates the First Amendment. So any of those laws are no law at all, and the jury doesn't make the law null. They're not nullifying the law. They're recognizing what the legislature failed to recognize, what the executive branch failed to do correctly, what the judicial branch failed to do, what all three branches of government failed to do, recognize that the law was null and void because it violated the supreme law of the universe, God's law, or it violated the supreme law of the land, the U.S. Constitution or state constitution. In doing this, the jury, and again, the propaganda today is that the jury is doing a bad thing if they strike down a law. No, the jury is doing a good thing, but what they are really doing is reasserting true law. If a person were to serve on a federal jury and somebody's charged with having violated the McCain-Feingold Campaign Finance Reform Act, the jury would be reasserting the First Amendment by saying, this law is null and void, this law is no law at all, therefore it doesn't matter what the facts are in this case, the person is innocent because the people who are guilty are the people who created this law. McCain, Feingold, and all the people who voted for it, and the president who signed it and said he knew it was unconstitutional, but he was going to let the Supreme Court take care of it. All of those people are guilty, and the jury declares them guilty, and the person in the dock there, they declare innocent because they are reasserting true law. In other words, the supreme law of the land. In the case of McCain-Feingold, it would be the First Amendment. The other thing you need to know as a juror, that as a free and sovereign citizen slash juror, you are equal in rank and status to everyone else in the courtroom. Now, the impression is going to be given to you from the moment you receive your summons to every essential element and every step of the way in your service as a juror that you're a peon, that you're to do exactly as you're commanded. They're not going to use your name. They're going to call you by number. Everything they do is to try to make you feel like you're insignificant, you're a nobody. But the fact of the matter is, in true form, you are the most important person in that courtroom. Your fellow citizen in the dock is depending on you to protect him from injustice. The injustice of the judge, the injustice of the prosecutor, the injustice of his own attorney who may not be serving him well at all. All these people have a career in the judicial branch, a career dependent on them toting up to their hierarchy and doing what the hierarchy wants them to do. The only people who are truly independent in the courtroom are you, the member of the 12 free sovereign citizen jurors. So your service is essential to stop injustice from taking place.
But David, one of the problems is when you go into that, into the room there, and when you're going to be picked as a juror, the judge says, now, is there anybody here who cannot abide by what I tell them? We don't want you looking up the law. We don't want you analyzing the law. We want you to do what I say. Now, is there anybody here who cannot, go along with that? I will direct the jury as to the matters of the law and how it should be interpreted. Is there anybody here who can't go along with that? And, of course, if you put your hand up, why, you're excluded.
Exactly. And my advice to people is, what that judge is doing is illegal. He is violating the law by sorting through the jury to find out if there's anybody who truly is prepared to serve as a true American juror. That is the role the jury was supposed to play as designed by our founding fathers, going all the way back to Magna Carta in English common law. That judge is violating the law. That judge is a lawbreaker by even making such a statement and making such a request. And you are not obligated, I believe, as a Christian, you're not obligated to tell this lawbreaker when he demands that you tell him a fact that would prevent you from keeping the law, that is, from serving as a juror. My advice to jurors, and it's kind of like what Rahab did. You remember in the city of Jericho when the spies went in, and the king knew that the spies had gone into Rahab's house, and so he came to Rahab. The king sent messengers to Rahab's door to say, hand over the spies, show us where they are. And Rahab had hid the spies up on the roof of her house, and she told the king's messengers, the king's servants, that the spies went the other way. She did not owe the king the truth, because the king in this case was the enemy. She had sided with Israel, and she was going to protect the truth and stand for the truth. We live in a day, Dr. Stan, and I regret to say this, in America today, that most judges, not all, I know some good and godly judges, but most judges are not only ignorant of the law, they themselves are actively subverting the law in our land. They are the enemy. We want to restore constitutional government to America. They are a major impediment for doing that, and I do not believe, like Rahab, I do not believe we owe them the truth when it comes to them violating the law as to what a juror is to do. And so my advice is just to keep your mouth shut. Say nothing. If they ask you a direct question, and they may do this, the best answer you can give to any question they offer is, I believe everyone deserves a fair and just trial. And I will serve in my capacity as a juror to see that the best of my ability, a fair and just trial, will be given. So, as a juror, if you know the law, the U.S. Constitution, the state constitution, you know God's law and His word, you are a better servant of justice than that judge, than the prosecutor, than everybody else in that courtroom. Because all of those lawyers, prosecutors, attorneys, and the judge himself have been trained in an un-American view of law and government, an un-Christian view of law and government, and they are actively subverting our entire legal system that is based upon God's law, which is why things like the Supreme Court issuing, yeah, you can murder babies all you want. Go ahead, murder all the babies you want. And the Supreme Court saying you can steal anybody's property if you are a government agency, so you don't have a protection of life, you don't have a protection of property, you don't have protection of liberty. As you mentioned, statistically, the number of people in prison, outrageous. Your life, your liberty, and your property are no longer protected by the government on the federal level or the state level. We have a criminal organization working against us, and we do not owe them the truth, just as Rahab did not speak the truth to the king of Jericho and his messengers. She sided with God's people, and when we want to restore the republic, Dr. Stan, I'm sorry to have to say this, but that is the situation in the courtroom today. As a juror, keep your mouth shut. If they ask you any question during the process of jury selection, which is called voir dire, don't tell any lies, but don't speak what you, by God's law, you're not required to say. We know what the law requires of you as a juror. If the judge is trying to subvert the law in getting out of you your understanding of jury independence, do not give him that information. Instead, to any direct question put to you, say, I will serve as a juror for justice. I believe everyone deserves a just and fair trial, and I am here to serve in that capacity, that there be a just and fair trial given.
Well, I'll never forget when one of my friends, who used, of course has heard this story many times, was called to jury duty, and he was asked a question, and I asked a direct question whether he could, you know, abide by what the judge ordered. He said no. He said, I believe that, you know, in jury nullification, the jury is the ultimate determiner of the law, and that is the way the law is written, and the judge agreed with him.
Oh, really?
he excused him from the jury, but he said, you are absolutely right. At one time, that is the way our judicial system worked.
At one time, huh?
At one time.
And see, and they're the...
And, you know, of course, but I think people have, at least the people on the jury, heard what the judge said, who acknowledged that this was our former form. But you have to understand, everything has evolved. We've evolved from a free society into an empire. We have leaders who have a different goal, different objectives. That's why we have our troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world, maintaining ruthless and tyrannical dictators in power. Because, of course, the real goal is the one world government.
Yes.
What we need to do is get back to America, to our Constitution, to limiting the power of government, so people in America can be free, and so people in other lands where we are maintaining the dictators in power, so they can be free as well.
And we should not maintain the dictators in power here in America.
Amen.
And the one method, not the only method, but one method of overthrowing the dictators in power is to serve on a juror, and I encourage people just answer as non-revealing as you can in your if a question's put directly to you. I believe in a fair and just system, and I will serve to see that a fair, just trial is given. And only share anything you understand about the jury recognizing the law as null and void, the independence of the jury, all that we've been teaching from English history as well as American history. Only share that when you get into the deliberation phase. That is, you are with your fellow jurors. If you recognize that you are equal to the judge has no right to throw you off the jury because in his opinion you don't meet the qualifications. No, if you are a citizen, and I believe only people should serve on a jury who studied the Constitution, because otherwise how can they do their job to judge the law? They should be disqualified if they do not know the Constitution. I had a friend who was in a meeting with a candidate for Congress here in our district, 1st Congressional District here in Maryland, and he asked a simple question. He said, I know if you win this election, you're going to take an oath of office to uphold the Constitution. Can you tell me what the 10th Amendment says? There was a blank stare and a long silence. And the elected or hopefully elected official said to him, can you give me your email address? I'll get back to you with my answer. He did not
know the Constitution. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Hutchins here at the American.
Years I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Millions of women have been misdiagnosed and been given dangerous prescription drugs. In reality, they're simply suffering from hormone imbalance. Stress, environmental chemicals, poor nutrition, and age all can affect your hormones. Do you have hormone deficiency? Find out with our simple self-test that will help you determine if your hormones are suboptimal. Call Radiant Clinic at 970-278-0900 for your free test, or visit our website at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution, an organization created by our good friend Michael Ferutka and his brother, and with David's help, they are reaching out all across America. You see, the one thing that the people who want a dictatorship in America fear is the American people are going to understand the Constitution and realize that we have lawbreakers working in the great foundations, working at our corporate level, working in our government. We have a president who doesn't believe in the Constitution, and congressmen and legislators who have sworn to uphold the Constitution, but then when asked about it, well, they'll tell you we're a democracy, and that, well, of course, we have to do what we think is best, not what the Constitution says. And so what the Institute is doing is teaching people about the Constitution, teaching them about the jury system, and basically it setting up study groups all across America. You're not going to hear about this. The last thing they want you to know is that all across America, people are turning back to God, turning back to our Constitution, realizing that freedom comes from God. We don't all have to agree on which denomination we believe in, but a nation that doesn't believe in God and eternal punishment for doing wrong is a nation that eventually becomes a tyranny, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Well, David, will you tell people how they can get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, how they can begin setting up study groups in their area to get our people focused back on the founding document of this country, which is the basis of the freedom that we enjoy?
Yes, we encourage people to order the host kit, which is really a way in which you can communicate the truth of what our founders believed about law and government, exactly what the Constitution meant, what the Declaration, the Bill of Rights, and so on. Ordering that host kit, you can go to our web store if you want to order it online, and our web store is found at our website, iotconline.com. That's all one word, iotconline.com. Or if you prefer to order by phone call, you can call us toll-free. The Institute on the Constitution's toll-free number is 866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 866-730-9796. If they go to the website, the very top of the page, the very first page you come to, you'll see Order a Host Kit. You can click on that button and place your order. And I'm dealing with a class in a couple weeks here that's going to graduate down in Virginia, and a number of classes around the country that are taking place right now. And just encourage people to get the material, go through it themselves, and then host a class. Gather a group of friends, or go to your church and ask if there's either time Sunday that could be conducted, or during the week that you could train Christian citizens how to function as Christian citizens. And one of those roles, of course, is functioning as a juror. We were talking about a judge earlier who would dismiss someone from the jury pool because they understood that the jury was to judge the law as well as the facts. And in fact, if a judge requires you to follow his command at the expense of the supreme law of the universe, God's law, or at the expense of the supreme law of the land, the U.S. Constitution or state constitution, what's that judge done? They have violated their oath of office, which they took when they swore to uphold the Constitution and swore to uphold the laws of the land. They're the lawbreaker. And again, most judges these days function in a world where they have no idea that the jury has the power and the independence that it was designed to have, and they function in a way and act in a way that violates that supreme law of the land. And as lawbreakers, we need to rein them in. And as I mentioned earlier, we do so, I think, by not telling them what they demand of us when what they're demanding of us is unjust. In fact, it is a violation of the supreme law of the land. The whole purpose of gathering a jury and selecting a jury is to get a cross-section of the community without the government packing the jury for its own purposes. Whenever the government packs the jury for its own purposes, the government is violating the law, and the government is breaking our form of constitutional republic. Well, when you serve on a juror, as a juror, what things should you look at to determine whether the person can be declared innocent, not because of their actions, not because of the facts, but because of something else? Well, first thing, is the divine law, God's law, violated by this statute? So the law itself is illegal. Secondly, is the statute itself unconstitutional? Does it violate some provision of the U.S. Constitution on a federal case, state case, or on just a state case? Does it violate the state constitution? Thirdly, does the court lack jurisdiction over this particular area? And I mean, this this casts a wide net because there's many different things the courts are involved with that they have no jurisdiction over. I think of a man that was arrested by the FDA, Federal Drug Administration, Food and Drug Administration, excuse me, for selling vitamins. Well, there was no law against the vitamins he was selling that said he could not sell them, and all this kind of stuff, and the jury rightly recognized that, wait a minute, this is oppression, this is abuse by the government, this guy is innocent. Doesn't matter that they raided his vitamin store and broke up his business. They're the criminals, really, here. There's no law against selling these vitamins. So does the court lack jurisdiction over this? Fourthly, is the statute misapplied in this case? In other words, the statute was designed to do one thing, say the RICO statutes, racketeering influence organized crime statutes, designed to break down the mafia organizations. Is that being misapplied, as it was in many attacks against pro-life people who were protesting at abortion clinics? Is this a misapplication of the statute? So the jury can judge that as well and say, wait a minute, these people claim that this statute applies to this situation, but it doesn't at all. For example, in the pro-life case, these people are not the mafia. They're not attempting to do something illegal. They're just attempting to end murder, that the court has said that murder's fine, and they're attempting to end it, and so they're being treated as if they're the mafia. This is a misapplication of the law. Fifthly, the jury can decide that because of misconduct by the judge, misconduct by the prosecutor, misconduct by the police, that misconduct has violated the rights of this fellow citizen. And this citizen's rights have been violated. Therefore, this is an unjust system, and we're going to declare them innocent because the judicial system and the police have violated the law themselves. Or, sixthly, the rights of the accused have been violated in some way, shape, or form. Those six things. Has the divine law been violated? Has the Constitution been violated? Do the courts lack jurisdiction? Is the statute being misapplied in this case? Or is there misconduct on the part of anybody in this judicial system against this accused? Or have the rights of the accused been violated? Those are six reasons why a juror can sit and say, no, what I'm hearing is that this person is innocent for one of these six reasons. And you may serve on one of two juries, and it's important to remember there's a grand jury in our American system of justice, and the grand jury is designed, rather than deciding guilt or innocence, they're simply deciding if there is enough evidence in the case for this case to be brought to trial. The idea of our founders was that anybody being dragged into court is going to lose. Even if they win the case, they're going to lose in terms of money, they're going to lose in terms of time, their life is going to be enormously disrupted by this entire process. Therefore, the government must have enough evidence to persuade a group of people in the grand jury that they ought to move forward with a trial.
And we'll be back in a moment with Pastor David Whitney here on the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Why is the MRS-2000 different from the usual magnetic therapies? Magnetic resonance simulation has sawtooth pulsating frequencies, increasing cell oxygenation, improving metabolism, relaxing muscles, and eliminating pain while raising cellular energy so the body can heal itself. It's simple, it's effective, and it's for the entire family. Call Sherry Beitzel at Inside Out Therapies, 970-402-7174. That's 970-402-7174. Or go to www.mediconsult.tv.
You may not plant a 250,000 acres every season or 10-50,000 head of cattle, but it's good to know that your equipment could. Tartar Farm and Ranch equipment is used and trusted by pros because it's built by pros, using more than 60 years of know-how and the industry's most durable finishes. From farming and cattle handling to goat and equine management, don't trust anything less. To find a farm and ranch store near you, visit tartargate.com. Tartar, working harder since 1945.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess this morning is Pastor David Whitney, and for the last segment of our program. So you go right ahead, David, or would you rather open it up for calls?
Well, let me just finish what the grand jury is, because it's very important. Most grand juries today are nothing but a rubber stamp for what the prosecutor wants. And that is not the function of a grand jury. Yes, the prosecutor is going to bring a stack of what he claims is evidence, but the grand jury should act as the conscience of the community. The grand jury should not just be a mere rubber stamp. They are free to charge what the government proposes or free to charge differently. For example, they may say, no, this is a misdemeanor, this isn't a felony, or they are free not to charge at all. What the grand jury is supposed to do is investigate on their own. They're generally told, no, 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 you can't do that. Yes, they can. The design of the grand jury is to investigate and determine themselves whether the government has enough evidence to actually move forward with a trial. Commonly today, when the grand jury indicts, people say, oh, well, that means they're guilty. No, 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 no. The grand jury indictment says the government has enough evidence that this should go to trial, that the Pettit jury, the next jury, the jury we commonly think of in the courtroom, the Pettit jury is the one that's going to decide guilt or innocence. You need to remember that's not the function of the grand jury. Now, most grand juries will be manipulated by the prosecutor to do whatever he wants them to do. They should resist that. They should oppose that. They are not a lackey of the prosecutor. Otherwise, you would not have a grand jury. The prosecutor would do whatever he chooses. Instead, the grand jury should investigate on their own to determine if, indeed, what the government claims is true. And, of course, the prosecutor is only going to bring his side of the story. He's never going to give you the other side, and the grand jury should investigate the other side before they render their decision. And in the Pettit jury trial, criminal trials, the jury has the right to acquit. That is to say, this person is innocent in a criminal trial unless the prosecution proves beyond a reasonable doubt. And that takes a vote of all 12 jurors to convict a person. In other words, one juror, if you're the only juror and you're not able to persuade the other 11, you say, no, this person is innocent. The other 11 say, no, he's guilty. And you say, the law is guilty here. The law is a violation of the supreme law of the land. And the rest of the jurors say, no, you're crazy. You can't do that. You can result in what's called a hung jury, and the accused will be given an opportunity for another trial, usually. So you can render justice even if you're only one of those 12. But you, if you could persuade your fellow 12 jurors that history is behind the fact that they should judge the law in the criminal case, and they then can judge the facts, you could persuade all the others to vote with you and declare this person innocent when the government, in violation of the law themselves, wants this person declared guilty and thrown into prison for however many years they want. Now, the judge is going to advise you to follow his instructions. What he tells you to do, only consider the facts of the case and so on. And yet, we know that that is a violation. Him stating that is a violation of his oath of office, a violation of the supreme law of the land, and you are not to obey him, you are to obey the law. Judges were not meant to make law from the bench at all and not meant to manipulate the jury. The U.S. Constitution and all state constitutions are superior to any statute and superior to any judge. So you decide whether a statute or other official act is consistent with the Constitution, consistent with God's law.
And it is up to you as a juror to decide if indeed the individual is guilty under a law itself that is a legitimate law. So that's in criminal cases. In civil cases, the jury decides based upon either the preponderance of evidence, that standard, or by clear and convincing evidence. One of those two standards will be applied, and it does not take a unanimous vote. It's usually just a majority, that is seven people on a jury of 12, to vote in a criminal or civil case, and therefore, if you're a juror, you only have to persuade six other jurors to vote with you to see that justice is done in the courtroom. Dr. Stan, I don't know if we have any callers calling in, but I'd be glad to take any questions as well as continuing to discuss what you as a juror can expect and how you should prepare yourself mentally. The first and most important preparation, of course, is to study God's Word, the Bible, to know what is justice. The second thing is to study the U.S. Constitution, and we encourage people to get our host kit at Institute on the Constitution, going either to our website, iotconline.com, or calling us toll-free to order a host kit, and that's 866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution, 866-730-9796.
And let me just point out for our listeners that we are in the process of a meltdown of our financial system. We're going to be moving into a period of chaos and crisis. People are going to say, how did this happen? And, of course, you've got to be there to explain to them. You've got to learn about the Constitution. And we will either reclaim our Constitution and come out as free people in a free society when this terrible crisis is over, or we'll live as slaves. Who's on the line? Who's calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. This is Bo in Denver.
Hi, Bo. How are you doing?
All right. Hanging in there. Loving the conversation today. I was actually calling to see how a person could do at the grassroots level to maybe promote more education on this.
Well, you ought to join the Institute of the Constitution. Get their kit. You can go up online. It's actually the Institute's program is up online, isn't it, David?
That's right. You can actually take our host course online if you've got broadband connection, so you can watch the videos online, take the tests online. And again, when you go to our website, iotconline.com, you'll see a button right at the top of the page there, online course. So you can take the online course. You can purchase a host kit and host a class where you gather a group of people together to go through the material and to learn the Constitution themselves and spread the word that way.
Okay, and do you guys have any children's programs that we could start educating the kids more on this?
Well, actually, our program is designed for middle school and above.
Okay.
So the younger ages, we've actually had some kids in the younger ages take the course, maybe six or seven, but usually by the time a child has reached the age of 10, 9 or 10, they're able to grasp this material. And many homeschoolers are actually using our host kit for their civics and their history course for their kids as they homeschool them.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you for what you guys both are doing, and you're in my prayers.
God bless. And thanks real much for calling. And let's straighten out Denver first, and then we'll take on the rest of the world. David, God bless. Bye-bye. Talk to you next week.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Bill of Rights, Article 1.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and talking about jury trials, you know, O.J. Simpson's on trial again. This time, obviously, to me, it was set up by some people who said, oh, yeah, let's go on in there and get your memorabilia, the things that were just taken from you illegally. And, of course, he didn't know a couple of people were carrying guns. O.J. is not the smartest person on the block. But, of course, the original trial of O.J. Simpson, most white people feel he was guilty, and most black people feel he was innocent. He was set up and framed. Why is that? Well, because I believe it was set up and framed to create this division between black and white in America. We have a great four-tape set on O.J. Simpson. You need to listen to it, and you need to understand that there was actually a book written by a man who was contacted by part of the hit team. It was a government hit team designed specifically to create racial division in our country. And believe me, they're constantly working behind the scenes. And I believe this is true because some years ago at a meeting, actually everybody was in listening to the talks. I was out at my table, and a very attractive black woman came up, and she was looking at the various things we offered, and she looked at this O.J. Simpson four tape set. And I said, you know, the murder was really designed to create racial division between black and white. And she looked at me rather startled, and she said, well, you know, how do you know that? And I said, well, because Sydney, one of the interviews there is with a gentleman who was contacted by a member of the hit team that actually killed O.J. Simpson's wife. And she said, well, you know, My brother was raised with white folks, and he thinks white. He doesn't think like us black folks do. But she said, you know, my brother always was convinced that O.J. Simpson was guilty, but then he called me one morning at 2 o'clock in the morning. You know, I was asleep, and he calls me at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he'd met one of the people on the hit team who was part of the team that had killed O.J. Simpson's wife, and he told me that this man had told him he was part of a special forces team sent in there that to do just what you said, to create the racial division in our country. And I've always regretted I didn't get her name and address, and she bought the tape set, never seen her again. But ladies and gentlemen, you need to hear this four tape set on O.J. Simpson to understand why he's on trial again. They intend to convict him for the murder of Nicole Simpson, which I don't believe he did at all, because they brought in a fellow named Lee, one of the leading forensic pathologists in the country, who went over the crime scene, and he said, there's no way O.J. Simpson did this. If you go into the background, there was skin underneath Nicole Simpson's fingernails, and it wasn't O.J.'s, and it wasn't her skin. She was trying to fight off the attackers. But you're never going to hear this from the controlled media. They want to create racial division between black and white, and between Hispanic and white. That's how you divide and conquer a country. If you'd like to get the four-tape set, one of the best ones we have, which most people are really that interested in, it seems, but you should be. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know how they killed Martin Luther King, you need to get the four-tape set or four-CD set. That's available in the CD, The Execution of Martin Luther King, and the book that goes with it, An Act of State, written by William Pepper, who was employed by King's family to bring a lawsuit, and when the